Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this edition of Word Made Flesh. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer. I'm the Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And on this second Sunday of Advent, we've gathered with some of our men here at Neighbors of Hope's Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. You ready for Christmas?
I don't know if I'm ready for it, but it's just...
Well, it's going to come, right? I mean, it comes whether we're ready or not, but yeah, before we kind of get into our Advent reflection, you a little anxious about that Christmas? As far as perhaps missing family, friends, things like that?
So, I did miss my foster mom and my grandma, kids. You know, it, like, I don't bring us back, like, a little bit of a sad memory, but... I mean, they're, like, they're up there in heaven, and, you know, that's... All I can do is pray for it, and...
Well, you know, and it's that time of year we all have... this delicate dance we do, right? I mean, you know, we want the kind of like Advent, you know, each Sunday, you know, you got hope and peace and joy and love, and then you have the Christ candle on Christmas Sunday type things, and we really want to press for those good virtues, you know, we want that joy, and yes, it's mixed with sorrow. Right, because perhaps, like in your situation, we've got loved ones that we miss. That's why I tell our listening audience, you know, pray for all the men here at our Men's Ministry Center, the Neighbors of Hope, because holidays are always a haunting reminder where you're not. Right? We really strive to make the holidays, and particularly Christmas, you know, as traditional as possible here. So a little plug to our listening audience. If you're interested in trying to help make that a very blessed and Merry Christmas for some of our men here, please visit our Facebook page or our website. We have a little program we call Adopt a Man, to where we ask each of our guests to provide a small little list of things that they would like for Christmas. And by all means, if you'd like to adopt one of those men and secure those gifts for them, you will help make that a very Merry Christmas for our guests there. But I've always been fascinated kind of with this joy and this sorrow, all right? Anytime, you know, Jesus drinks the cup of sorrow, right? He's the man, the suffering servant, the man of sorrows. And yet, we look to him and we find this great joy. And I've said over and over, I mean, I think joy and sorrow are our spiritual parents. And the best way I can kind of explain that is, you know, sometimes you think, you just said it, you think like a funeral, and you go to, you know, a friends or relatives, and it's full of sorrow, right? We're missing our loved one, and yet someone said, well, you know, they're in a better place, you know, at least, like as you said, they're in heaven, right? And so it's an attempt to try and find joy in the midst of the suffering. The pain, the anguish, the grief, sorrow, right? But yet, you know, if all we do is seek the joy, right, it's really hard to fully experience joy if we haven't ever had any suffering, any sorrow in our life. And unfortunately, we live in a culture that really embellishes, right, tries to adhere to a lifestyle that is in constant pursuit of joy. And that's just not it, you know. And I think that's some of what the expectation that comes with Advent, right? We're pregnant and expecting the coming of the Christ child. Now, in historical, realistic terms, the Christ child came a couple thousand years ago. And so since then, we still have this expectation. So it's like already not yet. And, you know, the Advent lectionary readings today, you know, you got Isaiah 40, you know, and I guess requoted in Mark chapter 1, prepare the way, right? John the Baptist out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the crooked paths and all those kind of things. It's this sense of urgency on expectation. So let's talk a little bit about that. All right. Do you have anything you are urgently expecting?
So I was expecting to
All right, well, you have anything? We'll let you think about it. Right.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I mean, I feel that, the, you know, my expectations of you know, the sorrow and the joy is, you know, I know me, when I was in the program and I was going through my transformation, I still am, but I think, you know, you know, understanding that, you know, like you said, if we don't go through the pain, how do we know to have joy in it, you know, because sometimes it's experience, you know, it's like, you know, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, you know, I mean, it was something that, you know, I automatically thought that, you know, change was going to happen like that. Well, it doesn't happen like that, you know, it happens with work. You know, it happens with, you know, putting in, you know, it happens with servanthood, it happens with, you know, just, it's a full circle, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, and we as humans, you know, I mean, we want it now, and it just don't happen like that, you know, I mean, we're broken, you know, there's things that need to be fixed, there's things that need to be healed in our lives, you know, I mean, we cry, we get on our knees and we ask God, hey, man, you know, I mean, I want it to be better now, but it just doesn't happen, but it does make me feel better that I have somebody to go to that's larger than me.
Right. I mean, when you start pointing in that direction, I mean, you know, if we're going to talk about, I don't know why I brought that, but it's just the cup of sorrow, right? We talk about Jesus in the garden and all that kind of stuff, you know, take this cup away from me, and yeah, he's sorrowful, right? You know, in Luke's gospel, he's crying, you know, or excuse me, sweating blood. That's you talk about being anxious about something, right? You know, the cross is 24 hours away, less than 24 hours. That's some sorrow. But the cup of life is mixed with sorrow and joy. And until we can really get to a point to where somehow we're literally called to kind of be like angels towards each other. In other words, if I see somebody who's sorrowing, then maybe the joy I can bring them is simply consolation. Stand, you know, at the Jews sitting Shabbats, right? I mean, I'm just going to be here with you. I'm not going to try and fix it or anything like that, but you're not alone in this, right? That brings the presence of God really into that moment, right? And then there are other times when people are, when they're celebrating and they're joyful, right? We need to celebrate with, I mean, as Paul would say, you know, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. We need to be mindful of the other.
And you know, that brings a good point because, it, you know, I come back to the ministry and being really diligent and being, you know, changing my life. And it gives me great joy to see these men come in here and willing to take that risk and to transform into, you know, just, I mean, sometimes we got to relearn. Sometimes we got to refocus and or wake up call, as you will, to experience happiness, to experience, and because we're, I mean, whether we're here, whether we go back out there after we transform our lives, we're going to go through the reality of all this, you know, and, you know, yes, we have, and that's why I say, you know, I mean, prepare, because it's going to happen. You know, I mean, you're going to go through this. You're not going to be, you know, drinking and drugging, you know, hopefully not. You're not going to be wound up in bad behavior, and you're going to be doing this on God's terms.
Yeah, and I think that's where we see in Isaiah and Mark, you know, when you mentioned prepare. I mean, if you go back to Isaiah 40, where, you know, Mark has quotes that section with John the Baptist, first chapter there. Isaiah's talking about, I mean, Israel's going through a really rough patch. They are sorrowful. But it's in the hope of what God's going to bring in the future, right? They're anticipating the one coming. So they're in the midst of sorrow, mixed with a joy, knowing that God will fulfill God's intention for God's creation. God will, right, help Israel. Okay, then we get to Mark's gospel, and you got John the Baptist going, guess what? The time has come. All right? But in order to really fulfill this expectation of joy, right, or the coming of the Christ child, we got to change. We got to have some repentance going on here. Right? And sometimes repentance is kind of moving from sorrow to joy. All right, a joyful or an embracing of the joyful truth, all right, that God still on the throne hasn't abandoned us, type of thing, right? And so part of that preparation is the discipline, right? It's you know, it's the repentance, it's the work stuff, and what moves us to do that work is seeing the future. I ain't going to be fulfilled by God on God's terms. And I'm on board with that. In the meantime, I still suffer the incompleteness of that future reality being manifested. I don't know if it is. So I can live today knowing, well, it's not quite here, but because I know it's coming, I'm joyful about that. Because we have to continue to suffer while we're waiting with this expectation. There's the sorrow. So in my daily life here in the 21st century, right, 2,000 years after John the Baptizer, you know, speaking about Jesus, and what? You got, you know, Isaiah's, what, 700 years before that. So we're talking almost 3,000 years. There's been this reality among God's creation of sorrow and joy.
You know, Jesus, you know, I look up a good point about this, and it's Jesus suffered all the way to his death.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But he was happy doing that. He was honoring his Father. Okay? And it's just, it brings me great joy to understand that today.
Yeah, because you're absolutely right. Look at it. I mean, some of us were going, I don't know. I want to believe, you know, God's got this. But I mean, it's hard to put yourself in the place of Jesus, like in the garden. Okay, you know, not my will, but your will. I really trust, right? This Greek pistis, we translate it faith, belief, all that. But it's, I trust. In a future, I don't see the future. But I trust that I'll be faithful even unto death upon a cross, as Paul says, trusting that you're going to raise me from the dead, trusting that, you know, your vindication and your righteousness will prevail. And it does, right? And I think that's the same call God does have on all of us, that when we can't see what Christmas is going to bring this year, no matter what sorrow we're going through, we trust that God's still on the throne and God's still engaged in the creative activity of God's ongoing creation. It hasn't ended. God hasn't stopped, right? Fulfilling God's intent for God's creation. Therefore, that gives us great joy. And in Christmas, we're celebrating, right, that event that manifested a couple thousand years ago, to where God fulfilled what nearly 700 years earlier Isaiah was talking about. You know, and sometimes we can't wait 7 minutes sometimes, or 7 hours, or 7 days, or 7 years. Could you imagine 700, so to speak? All right. that's a long time of full immersion into kind of the experience of sorrow, anticipating great joy. So, well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate, well, before we go off the air, did you remember what you wanted to share there? Or, no? Okay. All right. Well, all right, well, maybe we'll get it on in a future episode. But thank you very much for being here. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.